living in limbo. Palestinian refugees in Lebanon say they are fed up with watching the escalating violence in occupied territories, in Al-Aqsa Mosque, Gaza, and the West Bank. Watching their people suffer indignities at the hands of Israelis from a distance. And from a country whose own economy is in tatters.
We don't live in Palestine, but Palestine lives inside us.
Every day we sit with our children, we talk about Palestine, about freedom, about our history and our right to go back.
War is necessary. What was taken by force should be taken back by force. Peace did not work.
Displaced for decades, people living here are connected to the conflict by history, by blood, and by their circumstances.
I've never been to Palestine, but I know about it from my family. All the attacks happening make me feel like I belong to the nation even more.
I was born here, but I am Palestinian and loyal to the Palestinian cause. What's happening is totally unjust. We are very upset and sad, but we can't do anything. We can't help. We watch how Israelis attack Al-Aqsa Mosque, and we can't do anything.
Generations displaced and generations born abroad, yet to set foot on their ancestral lands. With every passing year, whenever there is an escalation of tension and violence between Israelis and Palestinians, for the thousands of people living in refugee camps like this, the hope of going back home, a right of return, is something that slips away just a little bit more. And to remain here is to live as some of the poorest people in Lebanon. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, at the Burj al-Barajneh refugee camp in Beirut.